How you improved and what do you want to work on?
I think I handled my rookie season very well. You know, underestimated it a little bit going into it. I thought it would be a lot easier, but it was a lot harder than what I thought it would. I learned a lot from the veterans and everything, and I'm just going to take what I learned to next year.
What did you think was going to be
easier? The physical aspect or what did you think?
Just the practice aspect all over. You know, I wasn't expecting like to make the rookies do everything. So, you know, for me doing all the scout team and special teams, you know, was a lot on me, but, you know, I learned. So,
you think you hit a wall at the end of the season because of that, because of the length of the season? And
I don't feel like I hit a wall at the end. I think I feel like I hit a wall in the beginning just for the fact there was so much going on during the training camp and everything. But, you know, I feel like I handled it good.
The last 2 weeks after you got sat down there, I know no catches the last 2 weeks. Did the game getting sit down, did that kind of stall things a little bit for you? You know, take away your momentum after you'd had some good.
Think so at all. You know, it's just the game plan. Ryan was looking to the different matchups. You know, Nate had a good matchup in a Jacksonville game, so you know that's what ball was majority going, and hurt my shoulder yesterday, so you know that put me out too. So
is that all right?
Yeah, it's all right now.
Getting physically stronger, the biggest thing you need to do this offseason?
I think so. That and definitely conditioning a lot more because, you know, coach is going to try to lead me in. So, you know, the strength is my number one.
Is he going to come home with you?
Nah.
Coach Jefferson will be
Nah, he's going to be checking for me though all the time, so I know that for a fact.
It's tough to balance adding strength and keeping your weight where you kind of want it to be.
I think in offseason, I think it should be a little bit easier than in the season, so I should see improvement.
How much heavier do you need to be as a result of getting stronger?
At least when we come back, I just want to be 205.
What do you name?
194.
What did you start the season at?
I started the season in training camp. Training camp was 202.
Okay.
202.
But you lost weight, I guess, during the course of the season.
Yeah, and just kept going down. So.
Did it make the baby be heavier than 205, just knowing that you could lose?
It's a possibility, you know. We're going to see what happens.
Outside of the weight gain, you know, as you go into the off season and look towards next year, what are some things you want to work on most as a receiver?
Definitely my technique. You know, one of my coach, you know, we talked about a couple of stuff that I should work on and everything, but you know, just maturing.
Is it footwork or route running? What when you say
just
technique?
Route running, just looking at film, how to study film, and all that other stuff.
Seems a reason that you would benefit from a guy, you know, obviously Ryan does certain things well, Jake does certain things well, but the bigger arm, the longer range would benefit you a little bit more in what you can do in the game?
Yeah, you know, going downfield, you know, I want to be a complete receiver, you know, being able to get out of the little cuts and little short routes too, so, you know, I don't want to be just one aspect, like, type receiver.
How influential's Nate been, and how much do you hope he's here next year?
I really hope he's here, you know, I learned a lot from he takes me out there on the field, you know, give me like little tips and everything to help me do better. So I think I need that next year too.
What did you learn about yourself as a receiver in kind of some of the ups and downs that you went through this year?
Just learned that you got to be tough. You know, you're going to have a lot of nicks and everybody's going to be hurt. So, you know, you got to be able to play through them.
What's the confidence level like after having some success now as you move into the offseason?
I think there's a lot of confidence. I just want to be able to build on it for next year.
What do you target the most this offseason in terms of what you want to get better at?
Just definitely getting stronger, being able to watch film and learn the ins and outs of my routes and everything.
Do you feel like your workouts and your film study sessions will be that much more beneficial ever after learning from this year of experience? And seeing what
I think so. You know, just being able to go over a lot, so you know, just to get used to it and everything, it should be.
What's the feeling in this building like today when you guys are cleaning stuff out and parting ways?
I heard a couple of people saying like the last day of school and everything, so you know, everybody's going in different ways, so you know, kind of sad at the same time that we know we're not going to the playoffs. So.
I was going to say, last day of school is usually a fun day when you're a kid. This isn't fun, is it?
Nah.
What was Munchak's message, overall message to the team?
You know, just take care of your body, you know, be smart, and you know, work hard.
Talk about Kendall sort of as a prototypical slot receiver, and you know, you're the guy who can get outside, make plays down the field. How well do you think you guys complement each other?
A lot. You know, people are going to start playing off, you know, that I open up Kendall in the shorter routes and everything. Like, if he's doing it, like, having a real good day, they'll come down and probably double him, leave somebody over the top. So, you know, it works both ways.
So you see you guys sort of as building something here now and sort of working as a tandem going forward?
Yeah, I see everything going well for next year.